This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And joining us live this morning, Jamie Dussing, Town of Clarence Highway Superintendent, also the President of the State Association of Superintendents of Highways, joining us, talking about going in this winter storm. All right, you know, Jamie, I feel like over the past few weeks, we've had maybe an easy go. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, not that bad of a go. And then all of a sudden, right after Christmas, everything changed with the freeze on Friday, and now this.
Well, good morning, Brian. I think you're right. It was an early start to the winter, so we definitely got our personnel and our equipment out on the road early, but then we did have a little lull around the holidays, which was welcome from our end.
Yeah, nice, but now it's all over, sorry to say. We're dealing with the wind, the snow, and everything else today. I do want to go back to Friday, though, and we actually saw it a little bit yesterday, too, with the freezing that happened. How difficult is that to deal with? And when you have a freeze like that, kind of like a flash freeze on the roads almost, what does that do with the salt supply and how you guys operate?
Well, regardless of the salt supply, salt, it's a very difficult situation when you have that freezing on contact type of rain. Friday afternoon was unbelievable. Everybody noticed it on their cars, their windshields, windshield wipers were just automatically, frozen to the window. So it's very tough. Salt doesn't work the greatest. You can go out and pre-salt ahead of the situation, but salting in the rain isn't always the greatest idea because essentially, the product washes off the road, many times before it has the ability to do anything positive.
So tough situation there. Might be even tougher this afternoon. Not a lot of snow we're expecting, but when it's blowing around, how does that make your life harder?
Well, 1 to 3 inches of blowing snow is comparable to, what you'd see, in a major snowstorm. It's the visibility is tough. You might not have the overall accumulation amounts, but it's tough to drive. It's tough to plow. It's tough to manage. When you have blowing snow, plow crews repeatedly just have to scrape the road over and over and over again. You can't really apply salt because that just compounds the problem. It actually makes the snow stick to the blow spots. So the only thing you can do is just repeatedly scrape the road. So it'll be a long day, and it's shaping up to be a long couple days, compared to the forecast.
We're expecting, possibly some whiteout conditions at times early this afternoon. I mean, how do you handle that when you're out on the road, you're in a plow, and then all of a sudden you get one of these big gusts, you can't see anything?
Well, you really, I've been in that situation many times, and you just got to, kind of let off the gas, put yourself in a spot where you're either, sometimes stopped or just going at a crawl. When it's windy like that, they're not necessarily sustained winds. They're just big gusts, so you might lose, complete visibility for certain periods of time. But they're short spans, and you're able to work between them generally.
Yeah, that's the hope, is just intermittent and not something that's long and going to be with us for a while. But it is going to be windy throughout the day. We will have that snow hanging around. When it's blowing, I feel like, you plow the road, then the snow's blowing around. It can blow right back on there. There's really no rest for you guys.
Well, we have 24 employees punching in at 7 o'clock this morning. We have a second shift, which is a small second shift, starting at 3 o'clock. So we'll be here definitely until about 11 o'clock tonight. If we need to hold over additional employees from the day shift, we will do that. We pretty much feel like we're prepared for whatever Mother Nature throws at us. Our supplies of, fuel, salt, we have food in case we're stuck here. We have heavy equipment. We got snow blowers. We feel pretty confident that we can handle whatever, comes our way.
Everyone loves to hear that. We're expecting the snow through at least the midweek. Heavy snow, strong winds really is a today issue, but a lot of that snow then is going to be down in the southern tier. We mentioned it was, you know, maybe early starts. Then we had a little reprieve there going on with some warmer temperatures, but then it all changed late last week. We talked a lot last year about salt supply and the shortage that was out there. Are you seeing the same thing now? What's going on with that?
Well, we're definitely not seeing, a shortage as of yet. But, with the early season that we had, you know, we started to see some lake ice and some ice in the Buffalo River, which could impact our salt shipments coming in through the Port of Buffalo. And I do know that, the supply in Livingston County isn't what it was. They are shipping a lot of salt all over the place, a lot of people depending on those supplies. So we're not in a desperation situation yet, but we do have to conserve what we have. We learned a lesson last year that, you know, just because we have a big supply of salt in our barn doesn't mean we should be wasteful with it. So we need to conserve, cut back where we can, but obviously use it when we need to in situations like we had last Friday. There's no other way to combat that ice. You need rock salt.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, Jamie, thanks as always for joining us. Really appreciate it. And, good luck out there today with dealing with all this crazy weather. Jamie Dussing is Town of Clarence Highway Superintendent, also the president of the State Association of Town Superintendents of Highways.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.